Hi, guys.
Hey, you guys.
Hello.
How are you?
Welcome to the Probably Sounds Awful podcast, episode 24. You can check us out on Twitter at @normally_norm. On that old Tweeter, you can
head on over to Tweeter.
Tweet town.
You can go to our website at www.normallynormal.com. But the best way to reach just Leo is email normallynormalcrew@gmail.com.
That is actually true. It's only you who checks that, right?
Yeah, I get notifications on my phone, but we haven't gotten, I'll get them when we get emails.
Right.
So we have a lot of fun here at Probably Sounds Awful.
Too much fun.
We do.
We talk about a lot of funny, crazy things, and we keep saying episode 100 is going to be, you know, the one where you talk about the serious subjects.
Right. For you longtime listeners, yeah, that's when we're going to talk about the...
For those just listening, we were going to say episode 100 is gun control.
Gun control.
Religion.
Politics.
Politics.
Death penalty, probably. Abortion.
One of us will get that.
Most definitely.
Yeah. Corrections is also
Corrections is going to be a big topic. But for today, right now, I just want to take a real quick second and just switch it to something like actually real that's happening in Germany. Take a moment. Think about Brussels. That's super crazy and super sad. So, Brian, I just wanted, you know, we have you here. I just wanted to, you know, you've been overseas, and I'm just kind of curious, so like, could you even imagine that if you were traveling?
I mean, I could, you know, I guess I could only imagine it as much as anybody could who hasn't been through it, of course.
Absolutely.
A friend of mine is in Germany right now.
Oh, wow.
And was there when that happened, so that was kind of crazy. And when I was in Turkey last summer, that was like the one place when I was traveling where I was like, oh, like I might have to be careful. Like, I mean, Istanbul is not where a lot of crazy shit happens, but a fucking bomb could have gone. I mean,
for sure.
Something bad could have happened.
For sure.
A girl that I met there while I was there, there's already been two times in Ankara where she's staying where there have been explosions. And it's like, you know, you get the Facebook notification like Stacy checked in as okay, and it's pretty wild to think about, especially when you're, you know, I mean, not especially, but as a foreigner and you're just, you know, especially from America where everything's pretty fine all the time.
Yeah,
and bombs don't go off in the streets.
Bombs don't go off in the streets.
And that's a normal thing in some part. That's fucking insane.
Yeah.
I can only imagine.
So, yeah, I just wanted to, you know, we'll start it off because that is a very important subject and let's just not disregard it. Just take a moment out of your day if you're listening to this and maybe just, you know, check that out and see if there's any way you can help. But if you can't, just send some goodwill over there because they need it. Episode 24. We're going to start it off with a bang. Do you guys remember where you were when you were 24? For me, it was 8 years ago.
Fuck, you're old, bro.
Yep. All right.
Same age.
I was in Chicago. I was living with Leo by that point.
Oh, shit. You guys were budding up. Just being straight buds. Growing out, palling it up.
Think so.
No, because that was, yeah, that was probably the first early years of Wilton. Let's see. So.
I was in Chicago. And it was my first year back, so I'm pretty sure I knew you guys.
And what year was that?
2008.
Because 2006, I moved to Chicago. I lived that apartment for 1 year. Late 2007, we probably moved in.
Mm-hmm.
So in 2008, yeah, we were living in Wilton.
And actually, it was
with
sort
Mike
of
Lee.
The...
Shout out to
yeah,
Mike
right,
Lee.
Mike Lee. Sort of the beginning of this here, then. Because that's
this
right
friendship.
When I started working at
yep.
Grand Lux. Not that we really hung out a ton at the beginning, but still.
Because you hated us.
No.
Yep. Yes. No. He didn't hate us.
That is not
he
true.
He hated me.
I did not hate you either.
You did.
I did not hate
you. You absolutely hated me. I heard from all sources.
Yeah, but
name,
that's like it's
name
like you're in high school. Like
yeah, I heard from all sources. No. It was host number one.
I never hated you at
yep.
all.
But we would pass each other like, what's up? And then you'd be like, yo, what's up?
I mean, yeah, we gave each other like mad
yeah.
hate on
yeah.
the streets.
Dog eye
hate
Grand
on the streets.
Lux, yeah.
But then the minute we food ran together, it was, yo, what's up? You want a noodle cell or what?
All it took was a food running shift and we became boys.
And we realized we both hate this job. Yay!
Bunch of 24-year-old Luxers.
That's right.
Just Luxing it up.
Man, I was 22 when I got the job at Grand Lux then.
Oh, really?
About ready to turn 23. Remember meeting Matt Parsons? He was the general manager, and I had a
he
beer.
Actually just checked in at Grand Lux on Facebook recently.
Did he really?
Yeah,
nice.
I noticed that. So
poor soul.
Actually, we'll talk about that in a second. But I had a.
We'll talk about poor souls in a second.
I'll talk about Grand Lux in Chicago for a second.
He's checked in is not okay.
Not poor souls. But yeah, I had a huge beard because I had been saving it up. I had already quit my job in Virginia, and I was like, yeah, I'll get a job. I hope. And then move to Chicago, get a job within a week. But I had like a huge beard. He's like, can you shave that? And I was like, of course I can. I'm like, hell
isn't
yeah.
that funny how I think about that now, about how strict they were there about facial hair?
Yeah.
I've never experienced that once here. And I shave and don't shave and change it all the time. And
well,
so, yeah.
I still don't
like,
have
it's the Grand Lux, bro.
Right. I still don't have a job. I don't know if I ever will.
Right.
But there's this place that, you know, was thinking about giving me a chance.
Considering.
This is so California that during the orientation, but I didn't get the job. So still 100% unemployed. You guys can make fun of me all you want.
Loser.
Not you guys. I mean, everyone listening.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Sorry. Take that back.
But they were, even during the orientation, they said, it's cool if you smoke pot, just don't come in high. And I just okay. went, man, 2016 is great. And I immediately knew that I probably looked like the pothead, but I was just like, that is, I don't care, because that is such, you wouldn't have never heard that when we worked at Grand Lux.
Oh my God.
Powerful statement.
Yeah, ever anywhere until yeah. the past couple of years.
And the dude himself did everything in his power not to admit that he also was probably going to go
currently
home after
high.
This and yeah, go home currently. Like,
if you ask 10 people, if you just walk outside and ask 10 people on the street here if they smoke, 10 out of 10 will say yes. Everybody, it's so, I mean,
okay,
nobody
hold,
that
hold
doesn't
on,
smoke.
Hold on, I don't
it's think, good odds.
I'm telling you.
Well, if you approach the right people, you'll hit your 10 out of 10.
I'm just saying, I mean, maybe 9 out of 10 then.
Brian's like walking around like, unfortunately, Brian's walking around like Skid Row. Like, yo, you do drugs?
No,
oh my God, I'm at 20 out of 20.
Usually when I do research on who smokes pot, it's when I'm sitting around a group of 9 other friends who are all smoking. And so then I just ask them, hey, do you smoke? Hey, do you smoke? Hey, do you smoke? If that's wrong, so, if I'm doing something wrong, sue me.
Okay. I will see you. Who's your control group? Who's that?
There's no control group. Okay. I'm really good at collecting data, guys.
That's amazing. What would it take for like one of you to actually sue me?
What would we sue you for?
That's what I'm saying. Like, what? That's on your end.
No,
not
me. I mean,
money
wise. Like, if I'm going to sue you, I would want to like at least make a bunch of money.
Well, no, because you'd also sue for, you know, property or
what do you own?
I don't.
The only way I would sue you is
if you were at work.
Like if you work,
I don't have a job.
Once you get a job, if you ever get a job,
yeah,
in your life,
perpetually
again.
Unemployed,
right?
Probably never will.
Once you get a job, and then I'm in that job, and like. You spill a bunch of water on the ground right in front of me and I slip, I can sue you, but really I'd be suing the restaurant as like a third party. Because you don't have anything, you know? I mean, just like me and just like Josh, not saying you.
Let's be honest.
But the
no,
restaurant.
You definitely looked right at me deep in my soul and said, you
but
don't have
But the restaurant
anything.
That you eventually will maybe work for, but probably not.
Yeah.
They have a lot
Who
of
knows?
Money.
Who knows? You keep saying like a job.
Also,
job,
I would
job.
Never sue anybody just for slipping on water.
I think I probably would, but like only like.
So you don't want anything in this house. There's a lot of electronic equipment and stuff. Like
I don't care about material possessions. I'm a minimalist.
You could sue for that dartboard.
Disagree.
Don't want it.
You sue for that dartboard.
That's mine, so it'd be weird if you sued Leo for it.
But like, if you like tripped on one of these cords that you didn't help like set up. And like we fell. Sorry, I thought that would have got to get a bigger laugh. It didn't.
Waiting for a laugh.
Yep,
I'll put a laugh track in.
Yeah,
I'm editing this episode.
And you trip on like, let's say that stool on your way out.
Right.
And you hit your head on those weights on the way out.
Yeah.
You wouldn't sue?
There's nothing to gain from it. What do you have to give me?
Look in that room, bro. I just bought a new like nightlight. It was $9.99.
$9.99?
Yep.
Okay.
Hey, it could be yours.
Yo, you got a nightlight, bro?
No, I don't have a
nightlight. A nightlight?
Exactly.
Ooh, you got nightmares then.
I did.
So,
I had a nightmare last night.
It's
See?
Pretty
Told
cool.
You.
I'll bring it out. Don't even question that. So it is a nightlight that has like 4 different color LEDs.
Okay.
And you can have all on at once or just one color.
Yeah.
And last night I put on just blue and it.
Because you were feeling sad.
Feeling very sad.
Yeah.
And it shoots the LEDs through the glass. There's like 4 different ones and they move it 2 separate times and it looks like ocean waves on your ceiling.
So you can have that. All you gotta do is trip over
trip
a stool,
a stool,
hit your head on some weights,
eye on a
yeah. get a lawyer.
It just sounds
lawsuit.
Like a lot of. You know who you sound like right now with all this suing? You sound like Trump. Trump wants to sue everybody.
Cool. I'm in.
That's true. You are in.
I mean,
for
he
Trump.
Is going to be our next president, so you guys gotta get used to
100%
it. 100%
chance that he will not be.
There's a 99% chance that this country is so broken that he will be.
10 out of 10, just like the pot thing.
10 out of 10.
Absolutely will not be.
10
president.
Out of 10.
If he becomes the president of the United States, I'll give you $1,000.
Whoa. If he doesn't.
What happens if he doesn't?
Sue him.
Put your damn hand away. Brian.
Put my damn hand away.
Put your damn dirty hand away.
I'm sorry, where I come from, you shake hands on a bet.
Well,
like two men.
Well, what's he betting?
You
he has to give
hear,
you $1,000 if he doesn't?
You normally hear both sides of the bet first.
Well, you said 99%, so.
Okay, well, I don't want this to happen, so
no,
I also don't
saying.
Want to shake on it. I would say there's a 60% chance, and realistically, that Trump might become president of these great United States.
Well, then you should have to give me $600.
No.
That's the opposite bet.
Okay, let's make it a little more Because I just bought a $9.99 nightlight. So yeah, let's be chill here.
Bet the nightlight. Bet the nightlight.
Oh my God, we could bet the nightlight. But what if I lose? What do I give you? I
don't know. Another nightlight.
Another nightlight.
Get a nightlight.
You have to get one and use it when you sleep every night.
Let's make a bet here. And I am 100%.
This is super episode 100 right now.
Yeah. And I am 100% not on board with this bet. But I want to make a bet.
No,
right
I know
now.
That you don't agree with
I
it.
I do not agree with this, but there is such a scary chance. That's sure. why I'm saying even over 50%, because I'm thinking about the people that basically control majority of the votes in America, which is almost the South and some of the awful states that we, you know, they're all fantastic,
listen,
but there's some awful
you.
People in those states.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm saying that he doesn't even have his own party behind him. He has
for
some.
Sure.
He has a
for
bunch
sure.
of dumb hicks who like him and mm-hmm. vote for him, which is great. Good for you.
Yeah.
No. Nobody yep. in the government wants him to be president.
Absolutely not.
And there's a lot of people that do not have his back. A lot.
For
like
sure.
We've done a bunch of the southern states, and now we're getting into the rest of the country.
Yep.
And I think
it'll start turning around.
Yeah. It's just a little too early to.
It already is, but I want to put a bet.
I'll take any.
The dude's got more money than
I'll take any
probably
bet.
Anybody else can raise. Let's say. The nightlight,
right?
Because it's I'll show you working. And
oh yeah,
see
I can't
how cool
wait to
it
see
is.
It. Yeah.
Let's go the nightlight and $100.
Okay, and if I lose,
just what give do me I... one object that costs $10 in your house and $100
and $100. Great.
Bet
this is for if or if not Donald J. Trump
yeah.
becomes the president of the United
and
States.
And also, if he does, I'm going to take your money and then I'm immediately going to try to buy like some sort of passport out of here.
Yeah, deal.
All right.
That's a bet.
We just shook on it, ladies and gentlemen. Episode 24, write it down because you know we won't. So, yeah, that's that happened.
To I'm, ensure that you win the bet, will you vote for Trump?
No. God, no. God, no. Not. I would
be $100.
I am.
Thank you
I
for
will
that.
Happily lose this.
Thank you for that.
Happily lose this.
Josh, you're our, what do you call it, like a witness or?
Broker.
You're our broker.
I get 10% either way.
Right.
That's not
perfect.
True.
Perfect.
That's not the truth at all.
Yeah, but 10% out of the 100. I'm not going to give him 100 and you 10. He gets 90 and you get 10.
Yeah, plus a tenth of a nightlight.
Oh, that'll be hard.
Yeah, it'll be real tough. But hey, broker's a broker.
Oh, just once every 10 days you get the nightlight. That's fine.
Oh, cool. Or we once every 10 days we just sleep in the same bed.
Ooh, I like that one. By the way, I'm Brian. I'm one of your hosts. Nice to see you guys.
Oh, yeah. Intros.
Welcome
Let's do that
24.
Now.
Yeah, yeah. We're a good 20 minutes in.
We
happy
are 24 episodes in. Good to see you guys, too. They know who we are.
Very happy to be back since
be
I
first
missed
time
last
listeners.
Week. So thanks for having me, guys. Excited for episode 24.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm Josh Patton.
Yeah. Nice to see you, Josh. I love your hat.
Thanks.
Josh is wearing a Make Donald Trump Again hat, for those of you listening, not watching.
I bought it during that John Oliver.
Yep.
Episode.
It was a very good episode.
And it took like a month to get here.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. It said it was be 3 to 7 days shipping. That's not too bad. I'll get here. It'll be topical. I wanted to wear it for Pin Dodge because I was on Team Red.
Oh, yeah.
But it took like 3 weeks for them to process the order before sending it. I was like, oh, okay.
I bet, no kidding, they probably got like a million orders.
Which
right
is great.
Away.
So yeah. Now I have it.
Yeah.
Now I got my hat.
Now you have it, and your wig looks great, too.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, guys. Real sweet wig.
I'm Leo Albert Kovlik Jr., and I'm studying stitching, so I'm going to stitch that into Trump, and then he won't even notice. When he's
Are you studying
that.
Stitching?
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, and you by studying well... that, I mean, I'm just going to take out the D and the F and turn it into Trump, and then he won't even notice he's wearing a Trump hat. For real.
You're going to look so dumb, Josh.
Mm-hmm. McDonald Trump again.
Leo, you're also wearing a... hat. It's a cow hat.
It is a cow hat.
Was there something on the front?
It is. I don't really want. They're not a sponsor, so I don't want to give them. They didn't pay us,
right?
So
right.
Obviously, don't do anything for free.
And they didn't send us any
you're good
examples.
At it.
No examples.
They didn't say, "Hey, this is how you use our product."
I said egg samples, yep. Okay? Because it's dairy and cows make eggs. So,
so I don't want to give them any credit, but it is a great cow hat. I've
Nobody
gotten,
corrected me that cows make eggs, huh?
They don't.
Wait a minute.
Someone at home is screaming right now. It's like, yeah. They do. I know. I've seen it. So, I've seen an egg cow.
Conspiracy theories.
Cows come out of eggs. Conspiracy theories.
Cows come out of eggs, but eggs don't come out of cows.
What came first, the cow or the egg?
Is it tie?
That's right. They both just appeared.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because one came from a chicken and one came from another cow. So they appeared right at the same time.
Some very bad magician who was trying to make a rabbit appear, said abracadabra, and then a cow and an egg showed up. He's like, I'm terrible at this.
And I mean, I'm not sure if you guys know this, but a cow
His name was
is
Chris Angel.
Way bigger than a rabbit.
No way.
Yeah. So he brought that rabbit out, but that thing, it was a cow, crushed the table. I think somebody got hurt, actually.
You guys ever seen a cow give birth?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty gross, huh?
Yeah, I feel like the like.
Then again, I've never actually seen a like, human give birth.
I feel like anything giving birth is going to be gross.
I've seen a chicken lay an egg. It's not that gross.
It kind of just pops right out.
Yeah.
Fertilized or unfertilized?
Has anyone seen a human being give birth in real life?
A video, like a personal video.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying.
But not in a. Like a friend showed me her giving birth.
Oh, okay.
But no, I wasn't in the hot. I've never seen it.
You auditioned for it and you're in the video.
Yeah.
No, I was just saying in real life. Like I've seen it on video too, like in health class and stuff like that. I was just curious.
Yeah.
Never seen it in real life.
Not, no.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I would love, I mean,
I'm not sure I don't want to see
it. If it's my woman, I guess I'll be there, you know, but.
But I don't want to see what's going on down there. I don't want to see it coming out.
I'm hoping that.
Really?
I'll just hold her hand and look in her eyes and give her support.
I mean, I think that's more appropriate. She wants to see you, I think.
Yeah,
right?
I don't want to look down there and go, ah!
I will make sure.
that is, you do look like you have a wiggle.
I want my woman to have a C-section.
Yeah?
Because I don't want that V getting stretched out.
C-section.
What's that?
Then you have triplets and you got to come out three different slots.
Oh, I was a C-section, baby.
I was too.
Yeah, popped right. Nice, dude.
Pound it.
Let's make a bet.
Yeah.
Let's make a bet on who has the first kid first and who we can see.
Sure.
Babe, I want to do natural. Listen, I got a bet.
There is a nightlight on the line.
I got to figure out what in my house is worth $10 that I'm going to, except I'm not going to lose, but just in case.
All right.
JIC, baby.
I mean, to be fair, like I'm going to show you my nightlight. Maybe you should take me on tour of your house and I get to see what's worth $9.99.
Yeah, okay. But you don't get to pick it. You picked your nightlight.
I did pick my nightlife.
You picked your nightlife.
I did pick my nightlife.
Not sure if you guys know this, but Leo is a nightlife freak. He's out every night at the clubs, tons of Molly, listening to trance music.
So, and that's another reason nobody will hire me, and I'm just a mess. Yeah. And
well, sure, you go to bed at 6 a.m.
Yep, go to bed. That's actually true anyway. But, it's just, you know, just a total mess. I'm actually a promoter when I get to the club.
Damn.
I try to get, they say to get, you know, dudes and chicks in there.
Mostly dudes. I want a lot of dudes.
But they focus on the chicks. They keep telling me, Leo, focus on the chicks. I'm like, no, but look at all these dudes.
All these dudes look so great.
Like all these great looking dudes.
Notice how I just immediately cut off any jokes that could happen by making it myself.
Remember the guy, the promoter who lived with us at the Los Feliz apartment?
Yes.
Who was the worst?
He
would just text. I don't know why we gave him our fucking phone numbers, but he would text me and he would make it real personal. And not, you know, and just be like, he was my bro, asked me to hang out at a club. It was so dumb.
I don't recall that.
Oh, God, he was the worst.
He would.
He's just such a clubby bro guy.
You
I'm
at
sure
the pool,
he was nice. Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's, I feel like we
I just
met,
hated
that's how we
all
met everybody.
Texts.
I did not give him my number, so I
Smart
did
man.
Not get any texts. He also didn't ask.
Yeah. Yo, man, supper club's gonna be banging tonight. You want to go with me? Just you, me
go?
And you and a couple girls?
Yeah, that sounds great.
You went once. No. Did we go once? I feel like we went to one of his clubs once.
No, I never did.
I feel like we went to one of them once.
I didn't choose the club life, and the club life didn't choose me either.
Nice. Good choice.
We are mutually separated.
Yeah. I think that's probably better. Except, like, I
separated,
will be like...
so you were there for a moment.
That one time we went for Rob's birthday.
Nice.
To
back,
where?
Back in Chicago.
I wasn't there, was I?
I think you were there.
At a club?
I was dancing on top of a cube.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yep, I was there.
I forgot what that place was called, but yeah, I remember.
Nope.
Shithole?
Never. Excalibur.
Excalibur.
Yep.
That, and it's got that place underneath it called Underground. It's like the doors on the side. I think I've actually been there once, too. God, now that I think about it, fuck, I think I'm a clubber.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, my God, I did choose the nightlife?
Oh, my God.
This is crazy.
You got to text that guy back.
Shit, he's my boy, man. Just me and him and some girls, you know?
Damn, yeah.
Text him now. I'm like, hey, man, sorry for the late response.
Sorry for the late response.
It's been 5 years.
5 years.
Is that club still popping tonight?
Right.
Supper club is always popping.
There's something right across the street from the where you park at, if you're going to see a movie at the Arclight, that always is like going off late at night. And there's a huge line outside.
Yeah.
And it's always, this is the one thing that, of course, has always like made me go like, oh, well, maybe it would be cool to be like a fucking douchebag.
Clubby.
Is all the smoking hot girls in tiny dresses.
For sure.
But you could see them just as easily by going to see a movie at Arclight and parking.
That's true. And then I just pull into the parking lot and I'm like, oh, well, I saw them all. That was nice.
Yeah. Hi.
I just say hi.
I think,
buy you a drink? They got Coke. They got Diet Coke. You know, large. Popcorn.
I think Brian might be a little more interested in just seeing them. Do you know what I mean?
Just want to see him.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. That's interesting. Not the response I expected.
Just want to see him.
All right, guys. Well, I'm going to start things off here with
Should we start a podcast?
Yeah. I feel like we'll be chatting. You guys
be chatting.
We be chatting. You guys be listening.
I got topics.
I want to start one off just real quick because we mentioned it on Josh and I's first solo.
The first solo?
The first solo.
Okay.
And we started something that we have yet to continue. So we're going to continue right this moment.
We
started our five favorite games of all time.
Games?
Yeah.
Yep. And I said Super Mario Brothers 3.
Is your number one? Or is five
in
one?
No particular order. No particular order. I will put another one out there. And while I put another one out there and explain why, that'll give Josh plenty of time to...
I already come up with one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
Brian just gave me a kiss.
My first, again, no particular order, Metal Gear Solid on the PlayStation 1.
Whoa, PS.
Yep.
Damn.
Very, very different game than Super Mario Brothers 3.
But not by much.
Not by much. Just by a lot. And then Hideo Kojima kind of really came
God bless you.
Thank you. Really came into his own.
Classic joke.
Classic. Really came into his own, made a fantastic game about, you know, pretty much no one had ever seen about storytelling and just how to actually play a game, be it so immersive and, you know, deal with the environment. And it was really special for its time, and it still, you know, stands the test of time. It's a pretty amazing product. Metal Gear Solid, number four.
That was the first game I played on a PlayStation.
It's the first game a lot of people play on PlayStation because it was like the game. Other than
a system seller?
Yeah. A system seller, and like Final Fantasy VII was like another one that a lot of were
I
the
never
first.
Played any of the FFs.
Foo Fighters?
Mm-hmm.
They made games?
Yep.
I didn't know that. I thought they just made music.
Nope. Neither.
Wow. Oh, they don't make music either?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I don't know what
they're,
I'm thinking.
They're just
of.
Fighters.
They oh, they just fight. Fight.
Yeah.
In What's the foo part?
They pity you.
Do you guys actually know what Foo Fighters is?
I think it's a group of guys who fight over pity.
It was World War II. They were actually like unidentified like objects that they saw in the sky. Foo Fighters is what the
unidentified
other pilots called them.
Interesting. Why? What does foo mean?
I don't know. It's just basically like before UFO was a big thing. They're like, oh, we have Foo Fighters.
I'm gonna look it up.
All right, look it up.
I'm just out of curiosity. I'm not challenging you.
Wait, so the unidentified object was a foo, and then someone was fighting it?
They were just they were other objects when pilots were in the sky that they couldn't explain.
Foo.
So they were Foo Fighters.
Whoa. Oh, okay. So, like, if you're a pilot, you're flying around, you do something crazy in the sky. What the heck is that? I don't know. Foo Fighter.
Yep.
So, like,
it was before UFO you know, UFO didn't come popular until 1950. So,
oh, okay.
Now we know.
Would the band be as popular if they were called
UFO Fighters?
Like the UFO Willies?
They'd be more
UFO Willies?
They'd be just as popular in a very different.
We need to start a band called the UFO Willies.
Yep.
All right. Well, I guess I'll go. Probably my favorite game of all time, or top five anyway.
Yeah, because you're down one, so you gotta.
Oh yeah, I gotta catch up. Would just be tag,
freeze tag or regular tag.
Regular tag.
Oh
yeah, big fan. I played a lot when I was a kid.
Well, hold on. Now I know what freeze tag is. What the hell is regular tag?
It's just tag. You're it. So you just tag somebody,
and then you
run because you are really, no longer.
Yeah, but no tag backs.
But there's no tag backs, and there's no freezing. Freezing is a great amendment. I love freeze tag too. Yeah. I don't know if I'd put it in my top five, but. Big fan of tag.
This is, I'll let Josh go, but real quick, capture the flag in a giant neighborhood like where I grew up.
Are you throwing this in your top five?
No.
Oh, you're
just throwing that out there.
Honorable mention.
Yeah.
Got it.
Do you remember what game I said last time?
No.
All right, cool. Me neither. So I'll say a game and could be the same game. I have no idea.
Nobody's listening, so.
No. Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time? N64?
To be honest, that sounds kind of familiar.
Yeah, I don't know.
That was N64 one?
Yeah, N64.
That was
the
game.
I had the gold cartridge.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Oh, my God. This might be the same game. It's all coming back to me. I have a pretty good memory in that.
All coming back. All coming
but, yeah, I don't know. Continue.
To me now.
But, yeah, that game was the first, like, game that I – first Zelda game I really played. Because I played a little bit, like, on the Nintendo one, and I was too young when that came out. I was like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know how to play this game. And I would get lost. There's just no map. And I would just keep heading in one direction and then get to a dead end. And if I went into a dungeon or something, forget about it, and I got out there. But this game, was like, oh, I actually beat it,
yep.
Whole story, did everything, and it was awesome.
Hey, listen.
It's a little fairy that would follow you around.
I'll have to go back and listen to that episode to see what game I talked about.
We're going to do this game, right after this.
Then next time we do the segment, I'll have two games.
Is that it? Segment over? You go like one. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited for next time we play.
Because over time, I wanted us to fill out the list. But it was supposed to be like for the next 5 weeks, and then we just didn't happen. There we go. We got Josh has Zelda Ocarina of Time and Zelda Ocarina of Time.
Right.
Quite possibly.
Leo has Metal Gear Solid 1 and Super Mario Brothers 3.
Oh, so I need two games. to be on par.
Yeah, if you want.
Oh, got it.
Well, then Josh has won, maybe.
Yeah, I could still have one. Oh, okay. I don't know. I don't. All right,
we can stop there.
No memory
unless,
of what I
unless
said
you have one right now.
21.
Nice. Okay.
Basketball.
The basketball version. It's just great when you go to the gym. There's only three guys, and you want to play. So you play 21. It's a great game to just exercise your free throws or your three-pointers.
Plus, for sure.
You get a lot of one-on-one experience and double-team experience. Usually a good workout since there's just a few of you on the court, so there's a lot of running and moving. Big fan of 21.
Nice.
I always preferred horse.
I mean, okay.
Horse is good. Horse, I would say a little less technical because you could throw it under your leg and try to score it up.
Yeah, so horse like, is just like standing and shooting.
But way more impressive.
Well,
that is
you arguable.
You can pull that off.
Real quick, while we talk about honorable mentions,
sure.
Wall ball.
Yeah.
Dude, wall ball when you would
know what that is.
Throw it against the wall, and then the other team has basically like racquetball, but we didn't have rackets in the recess. So you throw it against the wall, the other team has to catch it.
If it
hits the person who threw it, then they're like, you know, they're out.
Yeah.
And then it's, you just play until there's nobody left. So maybe like teams of five and stuff like that.
Oh, that actually does sound pretty fun.
Yeah.
While we're talking about honorable mentions, guess who's in my mouth? One of my favorite games.
Oh.
It's totally pitch black. You and a group of friends, all guys, or a group of guys and girls.
Yeah, okay, just normally like mostly all guys.
All straight up dudes.
Got it.
You know, just make sure you're naked and you just find each other's mouths and put some part of your body in their mouths and then they have to guess who it is.
Or what it is. You said some part of the body.
Yeah. No, they just have to determine based on using their tongue and their lips and whatnot to what it is, but they just have to guess whose it is.
Let's be very honest. Have you ever played this game and somebody like is like, hey, look up real quick, and then they drop their balls in your mouth?
Hey, look up real quick, and they drop it. No,
they don't say that. It's just, hey,
be
look up real
honest,
quick.
He said.
Yep. Yeah.
Fortunately, I have not played that game yet, but who knows? Life's a journey.
Yeah, I mean.
Birthday's
coming up.
Yo, speaking of.
Yeah.
There hasn't been a podcast since your birthday and since I got back from Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And since Josh got that hat, I guess.
Tell me about Chicago.
Chicago was great.
Nice.
Very, very fun. Wished you guys were there, as always. Got to see a bunch of the old Luxers.
Yeah.
Including Lester, which was awesome because I haven't seen him in forever.
Still looking fly for a white guy?
Looking super fly for a white guy.
Nice.
For a black guy, he looks like a piece of shit. And April, getting back to when me and you didn't like each other.
Yep.
And, well, Demos, of course, you playing the whole thing. Shalif, who was there. Dana,
dude,
Justin, of course.
Big shout out to Christina Demos. Dude, for anyone listening, if you're going to Chicago, we'll give you Christina Demos' number.
She will set up the most legit time for you ever.
She'll set up a great time.
She'll get all your friends together.
Yeah, she'll probably be.
She'll find out who all your friends are and organize them.
You'll probably just be hanging out with a bunch of like former Grand Lux Cafe workers.
But they're cool people,
though. They're a lot of fun.
They are very cool people.
We saw Schmidt. Dana Schmidt.
Yep, saw D again. That was great.
Dana Schmidt's
saw
great.
Some $3 mimosas. That was great.
Nice. Saw some or drank some? Be honest.
Saw them first, then drank them.
Nice.
Also had some Malort.
Yeah.
Because Demos is there.
Malort.
So
remember when I
Malort?
Said we were like, almost one of the very first podcasts when I was like, he loves Malort. And you're like, I'm sorry. What?
All right. Sorry. Sorry. I corrected you.
Malort. Thank
Malort.
You.
Malort.
Thank you.
Tastes like, best description ever. Tastes like I wipe my ass with a grapefruit.
Oh.
Yeah. And then somebody said that, and then I drank it, and I was like, yeah, that's pretty accurate.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had Malort.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll have to have some next time we're in Chicago.
Either, but I have had a grapefruit wiped on an ass and put in my mouth.
How was that?
I won Guess Who's in My Mouth.
Oh, nice. That's so great.
Interesting.
Yeah really good. The weather was beautiful. I'm actually going to three-word review something that happened when I was in Chicago.
Oh.
And I also got to spend a ton of time with my, you know, like, best growing up friends.
Cool.
And my little, who I call my niece, my best friend's kid. Which was incredible. So, real good time.
When I was on Facebook, I made a comment.
I tried to fucking comment on your wall today, and I was like, oh, right.
Yeah, I tried to post a video on his wall yesterday.
Feels pretty great.
I'm sure it does.
When I was on Facebook, I made a comment about you and that little lady, but I commented on the wrong thing, and then like the joke didn't play, so I deleted my comment.
Oh, shit. What was it?
It was like, Brian, she's too young. Don't break her heart.
Oh, got it. But you put it on what?
It was like some other versus message. And then I was like, man, that's funny. And then I come back and get like, hey, so-and-so is also commenting on this message. And I went back and looked at it. It was a totally different one. I was like, well.
I tried to, had a little whiskey, a little weed, maybe a muscle relaxer the other night. And was watching some YouTube
videos.
Is this
when you were commenting on everyone's Facebook page?
Yeah,
oh, nice.
And so I was watching something on my page, and then like the next video up was my 30th birthday video. And so then I watched that, and I was like getting the feels. So then I went to everybody's Facebook page that was
in it
and said something, and I went to yours, and I couldn't leave it.
You can leave it.
No, I couldn't. There's nowhere to leave it.
Or you could just text me.
Didn't want to.
It's kind of the whole reason I got off.
I don't text, bro. I only Facebook. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, wow.
I'm just kidding. True story. No, but it was sad and but beautiful, you know?
Yeah. It was a good day. I remember setting that thing up. Tiffany obviously did most of the work. Yeah. But I remember just running there and being like, so we're kind of with the cord and then like actually showing up. And
oh, at Snake Pit?
Yeah. We actually like, you know, we hooked the thing up. They were all so nice. And there's like, who are you? And then like we started playing this video and the whole bar was like, stop that.
Right. And nobody could hear anything anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great. But I was going to comment on yours because the last like thing said Tiffany Kovalik, like beloved wife or something. Yeah. It was pretty funny.
I mean.
Get at it, bro. Get at it.
Probably
free term.
Yeah, well, not doing so hot on that front. Not doing so hot on that front. She's straight killing it.
Yeah, so Chicago's great. How was
cool.
your birthday?
My birthday was great. I had a real bad time. Had a bunch of people come over that I was just like, go home. and then we went out somewhere and I was like, I don't want to be here.
Right.
And we went to the final place. And the final place, I was like, man, I, you know, just keep faking it. Faking it until you make it home.
Right. And then you made it home. And then we were here.
Yeah, I made it home.
A few of us were here. And then we were still thinking.
And I was just kind of like, man, like my bed looks nice. Yeah, like everything looks great. Like I'm 32. Here we are.
Right, yeah.
So yeah, just an unemployed, angry man. That's me.
Cool.
That's kind of what I'm going for.
It sounds great. Solid again, happy birthday. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Birthday. Yeah. It went off real well.
Yeah, it did. I had a lot of people that I just wish weren't there.
Yeah.
That came. In all seriousness, no, it was a great birthday. And one of the greatest moments of my life happened that day.
Whoa. One of the greatest moments of your life?
I finally saw flaw in Josh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh.
One flaw. Yeah. The one and only.
Not
flaw.
Bad. Being friends for like, what, 9 years?
Yep. Yeah, right.
Just now revealed a flaw?
When he orders food,
he
cannot stand up.
Right. All right.
He has
What's
to,
it?
When he orders food, he falls down.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Just straight to the ground. So make sure, like, if you're, you know, be nice out there. And if you see Josh ordering and he's kind of standing, just go, yeah, don't forget.
Yeah.
Don't hold on.
I would say, just try to get him on the ground first so we can order while he's on the ground so he can't fall
anymore.
Orderitis
is, I think, what I call it.
Or help him up if he does fall. Listen, everybody has a fault. Nobody's perfect.
Yep.
This is Josh's.
Yep. If I am sitting or standing and ordering food, inexplicably, in the middle of said order, I will just collapse to the floor.
It was pretty great.
With no warning.
No warning.
And you were...
No reason.
Yeah. I was just sitting on a stool and turned, was talking to the server, telling him what I wanted, and then just fell over.
Yeah.
Crashed to the ground.
But yeah, other than that, it was a great birthday. Nothing really weird happened at the end of the night. Everyone just had a real good time.
Yeah.
Everyone was chatting it up and like, just
on
like,
good
man,
terms.
I love you. I miss you. Sunset Beer Company. Let's give a big shout out to Sunset Beer Company. That
big
place is
fan
super
of SBC.
Rad.
Love it.
I bought a Ninja Turtle toy because I'm an adult at age of
32.
Where
is Leo? I haven't seen it.
It's in my room.
I haven't seen it.
It's you guys want to see this? Oh, you guys want to see this? Hey, guys, check this out. Yeah, I was walking around very consciously doing it, showing everybody my new
I actually
really
liked it because you were showing it to people who we did not know.
Yeah,
that were girls. And I felt like, but they were like pretty into it and were laughing and stuff. It would have been a great way to get in.
Yeah. Basically what I'm trying to do, ladies and gentlemen, is get in.
Mm-hmm. Not, I just mean like get into a conversation, not get into their
I spent 9.5 months trying to get out, 32 years trying to get back in.
Get back in.
Know what I mean?
So I do know what you
even
mean.
Even when I was one.
I was just trying to get back in there.
Tuck my balls in your butthole.
In your butthole? Oh my God.
Well, he was one. Well, he didn't
know,
know
which hole you came out of,
But I was also like super like promiscuous.
I wish that you were like going to your mom's stomach where the C-section was and just like trying to peel it apart all the time. Your mom's just like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, so now I just try to have sex with stomachs because I feel like
that's where you came out of.
That's the hot spot.
Well, listen, that little belly button, well, that's a tight little hole.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I had probably like 2 years ago, I had like this weird like feeling in my belly button and there was like this like gross stuff. And I think it was because I was playing with it too much.
It literally
felt like I had opened up like a previous like, because obviously that's a hole.
Yeah.
Like it's the belly button. I feel like I had almost opened it up and I got really scared. Ooh. And I almost went to the hospital.
I had a very strange feeling on my stomach around my belly button recently too. And then like I started feeling it and looking at it and it looked like there was this like robotic like scorpion inside. And then this girl sitting next to me in the back of the car, she like put this giant like sucker on it and sucked it out.
Oh shit!
And I was like, "Are you kidding me? That thing's real?" Because I had just had a dream that it happened, but it turns out I was Neo in the Matrix.
Oh my God!
Yeah. But hey, life's weird.
You're in the Matrix now or no longer in the Matrix?
No, I'm out now.
So now you're happy with just, you know, being chill, working at Bledsoe's, yeah. Auditioning.
Yeah, everything's fine. Yeah, cool. But I do know Kung Fu.
So this is real world?
This is real world, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Not bad.
Real world's fine.
Could be worse.
Speaking of Matrix, did you hear? It could be a lot worse. Speaking of Matrix, did you hear the thing last week about scientists discovering?
Oh, yeah. And I actually had read that article before I listened to it. So I was glad you guys brought that up.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Josh, do you have a topic that you would like to chat about? Because
you got some tops, Jay?
I feel like we always come to you last. Let's go to you first.
I actually had one idea.
Don't cry.
But I don't know how long if this would be a segment every week. But you actually just kind of segued right into it. Was what's going on in my body?
Oh my god! I mean, it kind of is.
Yeah.
What's going on in my body?
Was it 2 weeks ago?
Sure, why not?
When I said my neck, my back, or was that a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, maybe three.
Okay, well, this week we have Josh's.
Just any weird.
What's going on in my body?
Any weird like physical things get going on in my body, and maybe the audience can help diagnose some stuff.
If there's anything that I want,
it sounds like Josh has something he immediately needs to talk. Random people to diagnose me.
Yeah, Josh, what's going on with your body?
Right here on the right upper corner of my mouth.
To your cheek, mouth area,
I just got a weird little twitch. And it's like every, like, I don't know, 10 seconds, like, twitch, 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 and it'll stop.
You look at it in the mirror and see that it's moving, or
I
you just feel it?
Yeah, I feel it.
Well, that's a muscle spasm,
right? But why? What's going on with my body?
I think muscle spasms are, like, you need more water?
That's what I thought, but I drink a lot of water now.
I also just think that's the solution for everything. I could be wrong.
But I don't know. Just today, just noticed a little twitch on my face.
Oh, so it just started today?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, don't even be worried yet.
What's going on with my body?
Don't even be worried yet.
What's going on my body?
You guys got any weird things happening to your body currently? I know Leo poked a pole in his belly button one time, but anything happening this week?
A while ago.
So I would say also just to diagnose you, drink more water.
I mean, I'll try.
Let us know how it goes next week.
All my weird lump on my face has
you mentioned that.
Begun to subside. I was still thinking it was a under pimple.
A
pimple under the skin. Still beginning to subside. I feel like it's been like 2 weeks now, so maybe it should be gone officially. But it's definitely not as big as it was, so not super scared about it anymore. But, you know, what's going on with my body?
Right. Yeah, I guess let's just keep us posted. Good that it's getting smaller as the time goes by.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if it ends up being something else, hey, let us know.
It definitely feels like a lump. I don't know what lumps are supposed to feel like cancerous lumps.
Oh, right. Yeah, I don't know either.
You're supposed to get those checked out. We'll see. I don't know. Just what's going on with my body.
I mean, I feel like this counts as getting it checked out. Like, we're podcasting about it, so the listeners can kind of, based on your description, let you know what's going on. Brian, anything going on with your body?
Man, what is going on with my body? A lot of times I will wake up and I'll have, like, it'll be like Chad or something who sees it. Like, if I'm just, like, walking around and I don't have my shirt on because I just woke up or whatever. And he'll be like, wow, you got a lot of scratches on your back.
Nice.
And that has sort of, like, happened throughout my whole life. And I used to think, like, that I would be, like, in my sleep, my cat would be scratching me or something. But I think in my sleep at some point, you know, when I wake up or something and I have an itch and I scratch it, like, harder than I would if I was awake. Because then I just wake up and I have these, like, red marks on my back.
Ooh, boogeyman.
Pretty cool. Or it's a boogeyman, yeah.
Or and we're talking, like scratches on your back. Like, I mean, because, come on. It could be lady problems.
Lady problems?
You could have a lady scratching your back.
Oh, no.
And they could just now be coming to the surface. It was like a day or two old.
No, there hasn't been any ladies in my bed in a while.
Doubt it. Doubt it, bro. Doubt it, bro.
Welcome to Bro Doubt. New segment.
Bro Welcome Dad. To the jungle, baby. Doubt it, bro.
Doubt it, bro.
Doubt it, bro. Haven't had girls in your bed? Doubt it, bro.
Yeah, no, it's true. So, you know, maybe once I get this thing with my body figured out.
Yo, doubt it, bro. You get more tattoos. I bet it, bro. I bet it, bro.
Well, that was Doubt It, Bro, and what's going on
Josh,
with my body.
Josh, you ain't going to play video games today? Doubt it, bro. Doubt it, bro.
Yo, Leo, you going to get a job anytime soon? Doubt it, bro.
Doubt it, bro.
Big fan of Doubt It, Bro, actually, also, yeah.
Doubt it, bro, or bet it, bro.
Wow, oh my God, it's my one thing that I've brought to this podcast you guys actually enjoy.
Doubt it, bro.
Doubt it, bro.
Come on.
All right, guys, I'm going to bring back Hey Hollywood Hire Us. Doubt it, bro.
Hey, I liked Hey Hollywood Hire Us.
Doubt it, bro. I might not stop saying doubt it, bro.
Just doubt it, bro, all the time.
Brian, so we had the podcast a little bit early today because you had to go to work. Doubt it, bro.
I'm just lying all the time.
Yep.
What would I be going to do, though, if I didn't have to go to work and I needed to do this early with you guys?
Diarrhea.
But why aren't I diarrheaing right now? And why didn't I bring up diarrhea in what's going on with my body?
Good point.
Come on. It's actual work, but where I don't want to go.
Good point.
Because it's slow and I have to work too much and I don't make any money.
Have you had any auditions this week?
Yeah, I had an audition
today,
this morning.
Whoa!
But that's the first one since I got back.
Doubted.
No,
bro.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. The second one since I got back.
Bet it, bro.
Bet it.
Yeah, it was good. The one I had this morning was, I think, just for the NBA. But,
whoa!
But yeah,
you're auditioning for the NBA.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I told him how much I liked the game 21, and he was like, yo, you got to play for the NBA.
Oh, man. Hey, my name's... When you go in there for the callback, let him know I'm a good old horse guy.
Okay, yeah.
Hi, my name's Brian. I'm 32, and I can shoot a three.
That was how my audition went.
Yep.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. It was this where I was mentioning before we started recording, and I'm pretty sure the two guys next to me were super high.
Oh.
Yeah, there were four of us that like interviewed at a time. It was like to be basketball fans or whatever.
Oh, okay, so the audition was a group audition?
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of those.
Yeah, no, they're usually, especially when you have to interact, because usually the other actors are idiots, unfortunately.
You don't know each other. They're
right.
Not your friends.
Right.
And so if it's like, you know, two or more people, they're like, oh, if it's three or more, when it's like a group setting,
yeah,
then it just gets chaotic.
Like, yeah.
Everyone's trying to stand out from the group and trying to talk over each other, and it makes no sense.
What if you're the one that doesn't try to stand out? Do you think that would help?
I've tried it.
If you definitely stood in.
Either way, didn't book it.
Doubt it, bro. Doubt it, bro.
One of the worst group auditions I ever had wasn't even improvised, but it was supposed to be so fast paced,
yeah,
like a farce, and that's what they kept stressing.
I remember, I think you told me
super, super fast, and the one guy who had like 90% of the dialogue was like the boss, or like in an office, like in this like tight little cubicles. And he was so slow and didn't know his lines and kept like stopping to look at the thing. I was like, you just cost us all this.
Yeah, and honestly, that ruins everything.
They're not going to show the casting directors this edition at all.
Right.
And they even tried to switch it out. Like, all right, this guy be the boss. You have two lines. And he missed his both lines.
Oh, God. What a fucking asshole.
It was. I kind of wanted to ask, like, can I possibly do this with a different group? Because I know no one's going to see this one. I had an audition on Monday morning.
Nice.
And I feel like it went really well.
For what?
Some Wi-Fi commercial.
Oh, okay.
So right now it's a little confusing. Like we think we have a callback.
Oh,
because they sent this thing that's form to my agent, and she says it's like normally through like the channels or like the stuff that she gets for callbacks, but it's like additional information about it, and it was like your talent, you know, audition on Monday. Just let you know there's change to the shoot dates. Callbacks are going to be on Thursday. We'll figure out times Wednesday afternoon. But it was like, why would they let everyone who auditioned know that the shoot dates have changed? Why wouldn't they just let people who were getting a callback know? Like, if they're not going to call you back, why would they tell you the shoot dates?
Yeah, I mean, I guess they could have waited to figure out who they're calling back first and then send it to only them. But,
yeah, so right now we're just assuming have a callback, because like, why would they contact every single person?
Yeah.
To let you know if the shoot dates have changed, if they're not even going to call you back. So
and you'll find out
this afternoon.
Yeah. So. Oh, nice. Good. I hope you get it, Broseph.
Me too. So at first we thought we had the callback. She told me yesterday, oh, you got a callback. I was like, oh, cool. Because I thought I did really well. And then she sent me the information for the callback, and it was just the information for the audition.
I don't understand why me and you don't see each other at every single audition.
I did see Kyle there.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So that was it. So hopefully I'll find out this afternoon that I have a callback tomorrow, and then hopefully even book it. It would shoot mid-April in San Francisco.
Oh, fuck cool. Yes. Travel job.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yes. And in San Francisco.
Right.
Would you stay at the Park Hotel?
Maybe.
Maybe me and Leo should come up with you.
Ooh.
Just for a little fun and just try to get in on the commercial and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, just for a little bit of fun, and then also like, hey, what's up? We're here.
That's awesome, dude. I think I booked something.
Potential congratulations. Also, you know, we'll wait. Potential.
We'll wait and see.
Potential. If we have to take it back, we have to take it back. But now it's out on the table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want to talk about something real quick.
I hope we both book.
Me too.
I hope you both
read a book.
Yep. Yes, you both read a book.
Yeah, I'm just reading books. So I just want to read books.
Good.
What do you want to talk about, Leo?
I want to talk about this thing that NASA just announced, that NASA sees the shockwave of an exploding star for the first time.
I don't know if I read that.
Yeah, let's get stoked, guys. I'm going to read this, and then we'll talk briefly about it. Don't really want to spend too much time on it. It's just pretty insane.
Shockwave of an exploding star.
All the heavy elements in the universe come from supernova explosions. For example, all the silver, nickel, and copper in the Earth and even in our bodies come from the explosive death throes of stars, Steve Howell, a project scientist of NASA's Kepler mission, said in a statement. Life exists because of supernovae.
We're all made of stars. Everything's made of stardust.
We are all made of stars.
We are star parts.
So
star parts?
So basically, the Kepler satellite looked at like one place for so long that NASA actually caught, like, on their Kepler camera, a shockwave of a supernova.
That's insane.
Yeah. It's pretty incredible.
All the shit that we can see now is bonkers.
Yep.
Like into deep space.
Yep. And the next like year or two will get even better when we launch the newer, like, you know, not the newer version of the Hubble, but like another badass telescope that's going to go up there.
Right. That's
so
pretty
awesome. Crazy. I didn't want to spend too much time on it. I just wanted to kind of give a brief thing about how this shit is actually happening. What I did want to spend an extra second on is the early reviews of Batman v Superman are coming in.
Oh, really? From what? Just like critics who are seeing it?
Critics who have seen it, and even some fans on the internet.
Yeah, I have several friends who've already seen it.
Boy,
oh, you do?
Boy.
Wait, it's out?
No, it comes out. The first screenings are tomorrow evening.
Who are these fucking several friends? How are they seeing it?
They got the hookups because they're actually one of my friend Hector Navarro, who works for Geek & Sundry.
He's seen
Superhero
it?
News. He saw it a few nights ago.
All right, and?
He said, I think I didn't follow all of his tweets about it, but you know, people were asking him, and he just said, don't just sit there refreshing Rotten Tomatoes. Like, just go see the movie. That was his thing.
A big thing. So just a lot of the reviews are coming in. It is getting pretty critically panned.
Shocker.
I'm obviously going to go see it. There's a guy that I like on IGN that does a really good job of reviewing movies. He gave it a 6.7, which is still good.
Out of 7?
Not great. Out of 10.
Got it.
But yeah, it's just, I don't know. A lot of the problems they're having, it sounds like, are problems that I was like, yeah, I've had that problem since you announced what you're doing.
Oh, really?
And I guess some of the CGI is just awful, which is really weird for a $300 million movie. Jim Vavida is the guy on IGN. Shout out at Stacks IGN if you guys want to follow him. He's a great like movie reviewer at IGN. Was not a fan. Just said the movie. He said the first two acts were great, and then the rest of the movie just fell apart.
Oh wow.
So we'll see. I don't know. There's a lot that has to happen in that movie, and we'll see how they set it up and what they do. But I'm gonna go see it. Batman and Superman's been in talks to happen forever,
for a really long time.
10, 15 years. I mean, even how old is I Am Legend?
I don't know.
Yeah, in I Am Legend, I feel like that was like 2003 or something. But in I Am Legend, there was a
billboard
for Batman v Superman.
There was?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a little Easter egg.
Yeah, just a little Easter egg. It was never going to happen.
Yeah, it's because it's been a comic book series for a while.
Yeah.
So they just had that because it was like to push the future. So in that future, Batman Superman had already come out. And I guess if the movie's not great, that's probably what caused I Am Legend to happen.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm still going to see it.
I'm going to see it. But when I hear people say that it's just as good as Man of Steel, it's like, yikes.
That means it's also just as bad.
Yeah, Man of Steel wasn't.
Yeah, like, it's like, if you like Man of Steel, you'll like this. I'm like, I didn't really like Man of Steel. Like, when I remember, I liked it maybe, I enjoyed it. I won't say I liked it. I enjoyed it maybe like the second time I watched it.
Yeah.
Because it was Superman. It was cool. This just seems, I just don't like anything they're doing with the world building. Like, I don't like the fact that Metropolis and Gotham City are basically Oakland and San Francisco. So they're just across one bay. And they're not like, they're not like Chicago and New York, which is they are in the comics. Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to see it. I'm also, I mean, it's just Zack Snyder has such a style. I don't know if that style works for Superman. Because he's so, even in Watchmen and everything, he's so, you know, this is the end of the world.
Right.
Superman killed a dude in the first one, which is cool. I mean, there's really not much you could do at that point. But I'm going hesitantly into this movie because if anyone kills, like Superman or Batman kill anyone, I'm just going to be like, all right, you have no idea what these characters are about.
Got it.
So, I mean, that's one thing is Batman doesn't use guns and he does not kill.
Yeah.
If he kills anyone or uses guns, okay, cool. Maybe it's like some electric gun or something.
Yeah, he's holding a gun in that main promo shot they show in every single teaser. Or so three of them. He's holding something looks like an electronic shotgun.
Yeah, if he's like, I'm just saying, if he kills anyone, then I'm just like, okay, then what is this character? Do we not know actually who this character is?
Right.
Because that's like his big thing is his parents were killed and he wants to make sure no one, you know, even criminal or not, will die again. So.
Yeah.
Early reviews are also coming in saying Ben is incredible. Ben Affleck is Batman and Bruce Wayne.
I will say, I've been keeping my expectations low. My prediction for the movie, from what I was going to enjoy from it, was that I was going to really like all the Batman scenes, but everything else I was going to be kind of okay on.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That's just from the teasers and everything like that. I feel like I'm really going to enjoy how they're doing the style with Batman and everything else, like the Superman stuff and them fighting and like the Wonder Woman stuff. To me, I feel like it's just too crammed together.
For and sure. It's too much. It's
rushed, and they're not going to have enough time to let things breathe and build it up. And it's just like, here it all is at once. And it's just gonna be like, okay. All right.
I mean, I'm going to win the bet. And why don't we go ahead and read, Josh?
Oh, yeah. Wait, what?
In our time capsule. Josh and I made these before we watched the first. Okay, yeah. I'll give backstory. So every now and then, for big time trailers, Josh and I, if we, you know, come home from a theater, we'll be like, hey, before we know Batman and Superman trailer is coming out tomorrow, before we watch it, let's make a bet.
As to what the trailer will be like?
Yeah. So you have two paragraphs.
You make like a plot line for the whole movie.
Holy crap. Someone wrote a goddamn story. Yeah. Well, basically, we were allowed like two paragraphs of what the plot will be of the movie without seeing anything. No trailer, nothing. You want to read one here?
Yeah. Buddy? I think all we had seen was the teaser. I think it was like a 15-second spot.
Yeah.
If that, it was just quick clips that you saw, like Superman, like looking like he was in Congress or something. And that was it. It was way before the trailer where you see, you know, Bruce Wayne, Clark Kent. I love bringing people together. Like all that stuff. Didn't see any of that. Definitely didn't see Doomsday, anything like that. It was just an initial tease.
All right. What do you got?
Do you want me to read both?
Yeah. I'll read yours.
Okay.
You read mine.
All right. So this was Leo's. Oh, you dated yours. Nice. This is July 11th, 2015. So almost a year ago.
Yeah.
This prediction was made. The movie opens with a montage of Superman saving the day, i.e. stopping a crashing satellite, saving a village from a volcano. He is treated like a god by many. Back in Metropolis, though, he is considered a threat. From the ashes of the destroyed part of Metropolis rises Lex Luthor, pitching himself as the savior and rising in power through real estate and the destroyed parts of Metropolis. Meanwhile, in Gotham, Batman's Batplane and drones are hacked, and they are destroying the city, and this causes Superman to visit and, without knowing who he is, saves Bruce Wayne. So that part is already a little different than what we've seen. Mr. Batman takes this as he needs to learn more about the threat to his city
bro.
Known as Superman. While he is investigating him, he has also acquired a new artificially created substance known as kryptonite, left over from shards of rocks created during the brief time the terraformer was active and other synthetics, from LexCorp. While at a party at Luthor's mansion, he meets Diana Prince, Wonder Woman, in her alter ego. Bruce has Alfred drop off the bat suit, and Batman sneaks into the basement. He sees Lex has been monitoring everything in Metropolis, learns that Lex is the one that hacked his Batplane and drones as a diversion for Superman, Suicide Squad, and Metahumans have been doing. He also sees flashes of news footage of a blur, Flash, and a recently Amanda Waller captured Aquaman. Batman calls out Superman to talk, but Superman takes Batman as an unknown possible threat. Lex Luthor has been secretly taking Zod's DNA from his dead body and is building a super soldier codenamed Doomsday from that Kryptonian DNA. Lex releases Doomsday while Superman and Batman are fighting, Batman using a kryptonite-laced power suit. Superman and Batman have to reluctantly team up with each other. Movie ends when Wonder Woman, Batman, and Superman subdue, but not defeat, Doomsday, and Lex is known as evil only to our heroes, but not the public. So that final part seems pretty spot on.
This was before Doomsday was even announced for the movie, so when I saw him jump out, I was like, and win, and that might be a win.
Nice.
Yeah, so that was July 2015.
So it looks like the Doomsday stuff, super right. The stuff of how them meeting together, that kind of stuff.
Up in the air,
you know, with Batman sneaking around Lex Luthor's basement, him being suspicious of that.
It's Mr. Batman, do
Mr.
you?
Mr. Batman. Doubt it, bro.
Please, Josh, show some respect.
And, yeah, so we'll see how the stuff leading up to the Doomsday, how your prediction matches with that.
And also, we have a third party determine who the winner is. So, like, someone who didn't place
a bet.
But, I
mean, it seems fact-based. Like, you could figure it out between yourselves if you watch the movie.
Well, a third party can kind of determine, like, so if the Doomsday thing is the only thing Leo got right, is that a big enough wild card prediction to make everything else beat mine? If my act breakdown is more similar to what the movie is.
Makes sense.
So we'll let someone else determine.
So this is, we'll let the audience determine this now. So this is Josh's. Undated, my guess, July 11th, 2015. Mm-hmm. The public opinion of Superman is split. Most citizens look up to him as a hero, while most politicians think of him as a threat. They criticize him for not coming forward sooner and blame him for the destruction of Metropolis. They don't want to spend tax dollars fixing everything and think he should be held accountable and work for the government to pay off and show proof that he's not a villain. Lex Luthor doesn't think that's enough. He steps in and foots the bill for all the damages and uses his new reputation of Metropolis' savior to propose a way to guarantee the Earth's safety from future alien threats, including Superman. Washington is interested, but not quite convinced of giving Lex that power without more specifics. Lois Lane is suspicious and begins digging into Luthor's activities. Meanwhile, Bruce Wayne, who has retired the cowl after effectively stopping the major criminals in Gotham by handing some over to the Suicide Squad, sees Superman as an enemy and decides he must suit up once again to stop him. Using his impressive database and detective skills, he discovers that kryptonite can weaken Superman and creates an armored suit using the radioactive rock as protection. He then summons the Man of Steel to an abandoned part of town where the damages won't matter because it's owned by Wayne. The two heroes do battle, an awesome, kick-ass, battle-worthy of the movie's title. Both sides hold their own, but ultimately Batman is the victor. His combat skills and kryptonite prove to be too much for the less experienced Supes. Before the Bat can take him into custody, he's attacked by Wonder Woman. She was sent to complete her trials by challenging the greatest warrior, Superman. However, after seeing him defeated by Batman, she decides that the Dark Knight is the one worthy of a royal beatdown. Unprepared for this new super fighter who's unaffected by kryptonite, Batman starts getting his butt kicked until Superman steps in, takes on the Amazon to stop her from killing his opponent. Seeing this, Batman realizes Superman is not his enemy and can, in fact, be trusted. Which is good timing, considering that Lois just discovered Lex's plans to frame Superman by attacking the Earth with the leftover Zod-Tech and, oh yeah, motherfucking Bizarro. Oh shit. Wonder Woman, you want a warrior to fight? Here he is. Batman, you want a real person to strike fear again? You got it. Superman, you want a chance to prove that you are a true protector and expose Lex for the liar that he really is? Up, up, and away, bitch. The three new... Josh is going all out. The three new teammates join forces and kick ass and save the day. Everyone is happy. Maybe we should do this again sometime with even more members in an outer space... with even more members in an outer space clubhouse. Cool. Bye! Down but not out, Lex learns the truth about kryptonite. What would be the best way to use this? Oh, I have some ideas, says Brainiac. Damn. So he even calls out a post-credit scene. Now that would be, if there's a post-credit scene and it's that, that would almost be, to me, a win.
Yeah, I had totally forgot that it had the whole Bizarro thing. So I would have said Doomsday instead of Bizarro, that would have been closer.
Bizarro's just a... Bizarro Superman?
Bizarro is Superman created from, Superman in quotes, created from Superman's DNA that Lex Luthor creates.
Yeah, which looks like he's doing that same plot line, but he's creating Doomsday
with Zod instead of
Bizarro from that. So I totally forgot that I even made that prediction. I haven't, read this since I wrote it.
Yeah. Well, it's good to know that, because I was like, obviously I've seen the trailers and I didn't know what Batman's special suit was, his armor suit. So now... to know that it's made of kryptonite.
We don't know.
But I mean, it must be, right? I don't understand this argument as who would win versus Batman and Superman. It seems so easy.
Yeah, if you ask John Lester, who is a friend of ours, you said you saw Batman.
Well, and Josh 100 times out of 100. Batman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just don't get it. Doesn't make sense.
But he just, he's thought of every single possibility. So if Superman's going to throw a ray punch, he knew that. If he's going to throw a kick instead, he knew that was going to come and has ways that to defeat him. Yeah, anyway, so there's a thing in the comics that for the Justice League, which is seven members, including Batman, Batman has ways to defeat them all in case they go rogue.
Superman is an alien with super strength.
Yeah, I mean,
he can fly. He can fucking shoot lasers out of his eyes.
One of my favorite cartoons is just who would win in a fight, Superman versus Batman? And it was the end all be all. And it was literally just Batman in a shower or something, and Superman just coming in and literally punching him so hard he explodes. Because he's just, not ready for it. It's of course.
Yeah. Just explodes.
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, if they were just, man versus Superman, just, in a box ring, no gadgets, no thing, then, because Superman has more to bring to the table at that instance. But if you have the time to prepare and plan, then Batman's going to have, some advantages that Superman would not be prepared for.
But, Superman would give him that time to prepare and would be all right, we'll meet up in 2 days. But, if Superman was smart... he would just, while Batman was building his suit, he would just go in and literally take his head and crush it against the table.
Well, he could just squeeze his head and crush it in his hand.
Yeah.
And then just goes, I win, and flies away.
Yeah, if Superman was a bad guy, then
They're
both so damn good.
We'll see, man. Hopefully this does a good job world building.
Hopefully one of these two dies at the end of the movie.
That's a good prediction.
Maybe both.
Maybe they both die.
Do you have a prediction?
I predict that there will be lots of action. I predict that Doomsday will make an appearance.
Nice, good prediction. Good prediction.
I predict that we will see a third character not in the title, Batman vs. Superman, named Wonder Woman. I predict Jesse Eisenberg will be a shitty actor like he always is.
Okay.
And I predict that I will eat Reese's Pieces while watching the movie.
Doubt it, bro. Doubt it, bro. So we should be nervous because if the audience is is writing in and telling us who won,
I just nailed it, guys.
Shit. All right. Then again, they can't really prove that you ate Reese's Pieces unless they were there with you.
I'm gonna bootleg the movie on my phone, and so you'll be able to hear the crunch of me eating the Reese's Pieces.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, we're gonna take a quick break, and when we come back, Brian, do you have any more topics? Because if not, we're gonna do some 3-word reviews.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Guys, I woke up this morning. I was so dirty, just dirty and smelly.
How dirty were you?
Gross.
That's pretty normal, though, right?
No, I was extra dirty.
Oh,
I just had like a real dirty sleep.
Oh, man. You probably woke up with some dirty scratches on your back.
Oh, so dirty and so scratchy. And then I thought to myself, God, I need to take a shower. I walk in, and like a bright, shining light, my little square bar of green soap said to me, hey, use me, you dirty little fucker. So I turned on the hot water, started washing myself with this really great soap. Called Crazy Clean Soap.
I feel like the soap would probably get you crazy clean, but also you could be crazy because your soap is talking to you.
Your soap is talking to you.
Yeah, both of those are true.
Okay, cool.
The Crazy Clean Soap Company offers soap, scrubs, and other bath products that are handmade in sunny Los Angeles.
That's here.
That's where we live.
And it is sunny.
They use natural ingredients, colorants, and exfoliants. And actually, just so you guys know, from now until June 14th, 10% of the proceeds will be forwarded to the Bernie Sanders Foundation.
Boom. After that, they go to Trump?
I believe so. I'll look into it, but I believe so. I'm feeling the burn. You guys are feeling the burn. Let's wash ourselves and feel some burn. Well, not from the soap.
just real quick.
Not from the soap.
Yeah. Soap does not burn you.
Does not burn you. It's good for your shower, great for your skin. Get crazy clean at the Crazy Clean Soap Company. Where do you find them? You're probably wondering.
I was. Right now, my phone is out, and I'm looking at...
just Googling,
I'm also sending money to Trump's campaign, but other than that...
God damn it.
I was all like, hey, Siri, Google this.
You guys should check out their website. It's crazycleansoap.com, and you order direct from their Etsy shop at etsy.com/shop/crazycleansoap. Also, you should probably like them on Facebook. They're called the Crazy Clean Soap Co.
Can't do it.
Well, Leo, you can. That's
true. Maybe like a week or two when I decide to come back, but I can't do it right now.
Oh, but now you could follow them on Instagram and Twitter at Crazy Clean Soap.
Everyone should follow them on Instagram, but my rule on Instagram is I can only follow one person, and it's Brian Kilmerkinney.
Oh, wow.
So it's big. It literally is my rule. Everyone's like, hey, follow me. You know, you're like,
God, I love you.
I might get huge on Instagram with all like my soon-to-be like naked selfies and stuff,
right.
But like I'll only be one follow still.
I think if you have a ton of followers and you only follow one person, you're the best guy.
Yep.
Like you're the coolest looking guy. So anyway, check out Instagram, check out Facebook for the Crazy Clean Soap Company, and wash your dirty buttholes with this stuff.
Yeah, come on, guys.
Your buttholes are way too dirty.
Way too dirty, especially wake up from a really dirty sleep. You got to clean that butthole. Use Crazy Clean Soap. Smells good.
That's a fresh smelling butthole.
Well, you got a great smelling butthole. Do you use a Crazy Clean Soap Company?
Also, why are you so close to my butthole? All right, guys, welcome back. Brian, what do you got? Let's hear some topics that Brian wants to bring to the table this week.
Bernie Sanders is in Los Angeles tonight. He's at the Wiltern. Super awesome. He was just in San Diego, and I guess this is sort of like it was an unplanned thing, but since he was there, he's coming to LA now. And so I went to the site, signed up for tickets. Got 2 tickets, apparently. Realized I couldn't go because I'm working.
What?
But then anyway, I guess like they made this error and they like let way too many people sign up because the Wiltern is actually not very big.
Yeah.
That's where he's at. So now I wouldn't be going anyway. But I think it's awesome, and I hope some people that we know do get to go. Certainly there will be a lot of people there. It's awesome. I'm sad to miss it, but that's super rad.
Write us in if you went to this thing in L.A.
Yeah, that'd be great. It's at the Wiltern at 5 tonight. And he also won Utah and Idaho yesterday, so pretty dope. Aside from that, did you happen to see the article about Mark Duplass, one of the Duplass brothers, talking about how there's no reason that people shouldn't be making films on the weekends with their friends?
No.
Yes, but I feel like that's one that kind of goes or makes its way, its loops around. around.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, a million people have said the exact same thing and everything. But somebody just shared it, and I read it, and I thought it was really awesome. Because I didn't really know... I still don't know a ton about the Duplass brothers.
They're the founders of Mumblecore.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, that's like a style of filmmaking where it's like mostly improvisational, like during... like little indie films, but it's not like a comedy thing where there's not much script. It just feels like very natural conversations. It does not feel like acting, like delivering dialogue, because it's just kind of mumbling. They say ums and uhs and buts, and it's just very natural. And that's like Purple Chair, Puffy Chair. And that's one of theirs, and it's just a good example of just people talking. Like, the plot isn't, you know, the story isn't driven by, like, these crazy dynamic scenes and stuff like that. It's just, here's the situation, we're going to move this chair, and then it's just the conversations that they have, and that's just their style of filmmaking.
Nice.
But yeah, that's what I know about the Duplass brothers in terms of, like, being filmmakers. I've seen a few of their movies. They actually did a mumblecore, like, horror movie that was pretty crazy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I forget the name of it. I'll look it up, but it was pretty nuts.
Yeah, I want to watch... So from the article I read, I don't remember where he was speaking, if he was getting some, like, an award or something or what, but he had just... He was saying, like... You know, in this era where you can literally make a, like, there are movies made on, shot on iPhones now that, like, go to festivals and do well. Like, he said, you know, he was just saying there's no reason to just not make movies. He said, like, the first movie that they ever made, they raised $65,000 or they saved that much money, made it, and then hated it. And then the next movie they made, they shot on an iPhone. Or no, they shot, like, on their parents', like, old video camera, and it, like, for no money, and it got into... one of the big festivals, I can't remember which one, and like got them going. And then, and then they did Puffy Chair and this movie Cyrus with John C. Reilly that I saw and liked a lot.
Awesome.
And they were just saying, like, for people like us, that he was just like, get four or five of your best friends together who are great, you know, like great performers, not just, oh, you're my buddy, be in this, but like four or five great people. He said, he was like, do like a 5-minute, one scene short. Because, like, that'd be good for festivals and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, probably comedic. Have like, some, you know, have, like, a great leading man and just, like, shoot it on your iPhone. And there's no reason you shouldn't be doing it. Like, just do it and save up money so that you can go to festivals and submit it and stuff. It was very cool and inspiring.
Nice. I thought when you first said that you had said there is no reason to be doing that. So I thought this was going down a negative path of like,
these guys are, yeah, two guys who like, they're pretty popular now. They have their own show. They've been on a ton of shit because they were just like, well, I have a fun idea for something. If the equipment isn't cool and I don't have any money, I'm going to make it.
Can we shop around a Wilton Way episode?
Sure.
I will say, rewatching a Wilton Way video the other day, I was like, oh boy, our lighting was something else.
Oh boy.
Our lighting and sound was.
Well, you know, our DP had a lot of hats, so he couldn't be crushing everything, you know?
That is good, though. That is, yeah, it's invigorating. And that's one of the things that hopefully I want to literally start talking to you guys about, because there's a couple of videos I want you all to watch, but like Patreon, which is the same thing. Like this other group just joined and they're already up to 20,000 a month. It's like, we should definitely start looking into this, because I think, you know, there are a lot of people that would be like, these guys are good.
We
would like to give them something. And
hearing last week's episode, you guys talk about the Wilton Way and just new stuff,
what it would take.
Right.
That movie was called Creep with Mark Duplass.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I'll check that out too.
Pretty crazy movie. I think it's on Instant Netflix, I think.
Well, shit, then I'll watch it. I got me some Instant Netflix.
And you got that iPhone.
And I got this iPhone. I shot a stupid thing the other day.
How stupid was it?
Real stupid.
Oh, okay.
But I wrote a song. I wrote a rap song on GarageBand, and then I made a video for it. It's so dumb, but I was like, I made this thing that I thought was funny, and I just fucking did it and put it on the dumb internet, and good for me.
Hell
like,
yeah, you know? Right? Yeah, and there it is.
I did.
At least I did something.
Yeah, I'm going to check it out.
Doing something, I don't know. And I have an idea for this little thing I'm going to start doing every day, sort of like a daily video blog almost about a guy who gets locked in his room by his roommates because he caught this deadly virus.
Oh.
So he can't do anything but like be in his room.
I think it'll be fine.
I think we should be making shit.
Yeah, for sure. And that's one of those things where they just keep saying, like, just there's no reason not to do it, like on an iPhone. And I guess that's true, but it's just seeing some of that internet stuff, man. It's like, man, it just gets you. It's like, damn, it looks so good. And there's so much production behind it.
Yeah. I think those people, though...
Because that's what I was saying last
week. They
went
through this process.
Yeah.
And we're not seeing all that stuff, because that stuff doesn't see the light of day, maybe.
Yeah.
But that funny, great shit that they made, they used all of that to show someone down the line, like, hey, look at how funny we are.
Yeah.
And then eventually they got a little bit of money to make something, and they were able to, you know, spend the money on good
actually,
production.
Actually,
pop the budget up.
It's sort of the story of what happened with... I watched a web series, and they were... Yeah, it's people who made, like, some videos. They were, like, funny, but they didn't have the stuff. And then someone approached them to actually fund
yeah.
a series that they had an idea for, and like the special effects are insane.
Oh, wow.
And it's really funny.
Yeah, because I think it is, like, it can be discouraging when you see, like, the either the shit that is really good and mm-hmm. looks really good, or shit that, like, you know you could make something funnier than it, but it does look good, and clearly somebody yeah. it got somebody's attention, and now it's on TV or it's on the internet.
Yeah.
But, I think, like, that was that's after, like, a lot of shit that everybody went through who was a part of it to make it. Like all the shit that we're trying to do now, they did it too.
I have a question. Do you think the Wilton Way was just too early? Like,
what do you mean?
There's some good, like you say, like, make a 5-minute short. We made 100 of them. Like, what, why didn't that catch on? Why didn't, you know, are you saying more along the lines of, like, shop it, like shoot it well and shop it?
Yeah. I mean, we didn't do anything to, like, show it to anybody.
Well,
but
that's
also, yeah. But that, I mean, and also we were in Chicago and we didn't know anybody. Like, even yeah. now, if we were making those, I know way more people than I used to be, that I could just show this to and be like, yeah, yeah.
This is
like,
what we're doing with no budget.
Right.
What could we do if we had a budget?
Absolutely. Like, we know people now, at least, that are in the business that could.
Yeah.
Yeah, this
we were just making. It's just like this podcast. Like, yeah. right now, we're just doing it because it's fun. But everybody's doing the exact same thing. If we, like, wanted to eventually, whatever, make money from it or something, we would have to promote and all that shit.
That series I was talking about was called The Wizards of Oz, AUS, like short for Australia.
Oh,
that's where it takes place. And I think it's like 5 or 6 episodes, and they are super funny and super well made. And I think there were guys who just, I don't know their entire backstory, but it seemed like they were guys who just made content that was funny and people caught wind of it and wanted to give them money to make something, you know, even better. And yeah. so, like, it has awesome CGI, awesome, like, practical effects and stuff like that. And it's a genuinely funny show. The acting and writing is really good.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the hard part. It's not like we've I think honestly, if the right things happened and we knew the right people and we were showing people the Wilton Way that could do something with it, I think we have a good a chance as any to have made that into something, you know, a show or a mm-hmm. web series or something. But, you know, it's about being persistent, making the content, not stopping, being funny. And then you do have to, like, be lucky enough to somehow sometime
for sure.
come
that's a big part of it. That's
right
a big
people.
Part of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, there's probably a million fucking people that are making great shit that we'll never see. Nobody will ever see.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, it's that combo for sure. My friend who I work with, Chloe mm-hmm. at Blood Sows, she just sold something to Freeform, the ABC Family's thing.
Nice.
And it's because she's hilarious, first of all, is an awesome writer. She has good people that she works with.
Yeah.
And she knows people. So, like, guess what? That helps a lot.
Yeah.
So, you know, to be able to go to a huge producer and be like, hey, I made this thing. Do you like it? And then they're like, oh, yeah, I do like it. And now because of that producer, they can take it to studios and shit. I mean,
yep.
that part of it is huge, of course. But I feel like when that does happen, if you're ready for it because you've been making a ton of awesome shit.
Yeah,
if
so much other back material that it's, you know, it's one of those things where you just keep working at what you're doing and, you know, get better at it so that when someone finally does come knocking, you're ready to go.
Exactly.
I'll be in whatever you want me to be in, Brian.
Cool. That's awesome. And it was so cool because I also shared it once I saw it on Facebook, and just like all of these fellow active friends of mine were just like, yes, I'm in, I'll do it. Like, I think really if we...
Well, now you have too many people.
Yeah, say, really? Sorry, I got to cut you guys.
Yeah, Mark Duplass says 4 to 5.
Yeah, yeah. I've already have 16 responses, so...
It's just cool to see that, you know, like, I think there are a bunch of other people that are also in the same thing where it's like, yeah, we could probably do that, but instead I'm going to go to work and I'm going to do everything else that happens. And you forget that, like, you should be being creative and making shit number one.
In your free time. Free time should be film time if that's what you really want to do.
Yeah, yeah. Also, right. this guy...
I'll be in it.
This guy...
you just tell me where and when and where.
Okay. This is going
to
happen.
If you want me, obviously. If, you know, 4 to 5 and I'll get cut out, that's fine, too.
I want you. I want Josh. And I'll think of some other people.
Okay.
But, like, not too many.
Yeah, not too many, because now, like, it's you two. That's already two more.
Yeah, now one or two more. Fuck. Haberman? I think Haberman's funny.
Yeah,
we should probably have some girls.
We can get Haberman to do something girly.
That's true.
Yeah.
We'll just go to Arclight. Get one of the girls from the club.
Those skirts.
Or just a skirt.
Just grab a skirt.
Yeah.
Put a skirt on Haberman.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Sounds hot to me.
This is devolved.
It's writing itself.
all right, guys. Well, we're going to jump into what we always jump into here. We're going to talk about, ladies and gentlemen, 3-word reviews followed by me. I'm just going to start, instead of saying sexy cat meows, I'm just gonna saying meows, because Josh did a great bubble bath one the other day.
I like when we do different meows. Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Okay. So, Brian, do you have anything? I know you said you might want to
review something that happened in Chicago.
Yeah, I got something. You can throw it to me.
Okay. Hey, Brian, could you please give us a 3-word review of what happened while you were in Chicago, followed by a Windy City meow, please?
Absolutely. I attended my first ever NHL game when the Kings came to town and played the Blackhawks.
That was your first hockey game?
Yep.
I've been to a hockey game.
Oh, nice.
In Chicago. I guess I know more about sports than Brian.
Yes, you definitely do. We got to get you on the sports corner next year. Or later this year.
Yeah,
it was my first one. Crazy. And my good friend Chris and I, who you know, decided to go all out. And so we sat in the third row.
Oh, yeah. I saw a picture.
Yeah. So we were incredible. Super close to the ice. I actually still have to pay Chris for my ticket.
If you don't, he's going to sue you.
Yeah. Oh, he'll sue me. So my three-word review of the Hawks-Kings game at the United Center in Chicago, Illinois.
Close. Loss. Douche. Perfect.
Whoa, super windy.
Pretty windy. Can you? Okay, cool.
Very good. Sounded very spooky.
Good. Yeah, that's a good thing. Halloween's coming up, so.
Halloween's coming up, so.
Yeah. So, yeah, third row, not center ice, but pretty close, so it was just awesome being that close to anything, of course. And, like, you know, you're right there, and you're seeing Kaner fly by. We didn't score anything that game, but tried to score some goals.
You just said, fly by and go, whoopsie.
Your second word was loss. I thought close meant how close the game was. I was like, wait a second, what?
No, we sat very close. There were beautiful seats. We got smoked, though. I think it was 4-5, which, you know, always, of course it would have been more exciting if we were jumping up and down for a goal scored. But and then douche, because next to us we had a Trump supporter, and like in front of us and to the left we just had this like super yoked, like spiky gelled hair, super tight shirt, very close talker, constantly getting up and coming back, dude. I hated him.
It was good to be at that game.
Very good to be at that game.
Yeah, I was there supporting Trump. Leo was there in his tiny t-shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought they looked familiar. That's weird. It was you guys, huh?
That's awesome, man. Really there's cool. Man, NHL games are so much fun.
Yeah, I would like to go to a lot more of them.
Yeah.
They're probably my favorite live sporting event to go to in terms of like the energy of the crowd and just having fun and being a knucklehead.
Yeah.
Did you see anyone catch a puck?
Yeah, the Hawks were there were like two times during gameplay it flew out.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't see anybody catch those. But during warm-ups, there's like 1,000 pucks on the ice, and the guys will come by and throw them over the glass to kids and stuff, which was real sweet.
Yeah, I saw this one guy, because, you know, like in baseball,
yeah,
you have a chance to like catch a ball.
100%, foul ball,
like,
homer.
You know, that's kind of maybe going, you know, 60 miles an hour or something. But like I saw this one guy catch like a 150-mile-per-hour slap shot. It was like, whoa, it was like, yeah, the whole crowd was like cheering.
Damn, wow. That sounds really
broke
awesome.
Broke every bone in his hand.
Yeah, just shattered his entire fucking hand. But
sounds really awesome.
It was cool. It was real cool.
Well, listen, when you go to a hockey game, everybody knows you got to bring your catcher's mitt.
Yep. That is,
his fault.
That is true.
And your entire goalie.
How's the madhouse these days?
It was great.
Cool.
Yeah. I don't know that it was any different than last time I was there, except that there was hockey being played instead of basketball.
Yeah.
But great. Lots of people.
Nice.
Lots of fun.
I like sitting in the worst seats possible for hockey. Like just super far away where that's like where like you have like the real fan.
Right.
Not like your douche Trump supporter or stuff like that. It's not a real fan, but like people that will lose their minds.
Yeah. From way up.
And they respect, like this guy was getting up and down, you were saying, they respect the, you know, you do not move while the game is in motion.
Yeah.
Like no, if you're coming back from the bathroom, you have to wait until there's a, you know, timeout.
Oh, right.
Beep, beep. Yep.
Beep, beep, beep.
That's no motion right now, guys.
No, that's the club life. That's Josh living the club life.
Oh,
again.
Shit. You living that club life, dude?
I can't help it.
Dude, up till 6 a.m., bitches, drugs, trance.
Like, whenever I do things that look cool or, like, club,
yeah.
like cuts to, like, black and white, and then it goes, it's like club life underneath.
Josh, do you have anything you want to...
Yeah, I guess so. I wanted, if we had finished season 2 of Daredevil, I would have given my theory review.
I was sure that that's what I was going to hear.
We have, I think, 4 episodes left, so I'd rather wait till season 2 is done to give my final review. So I watched the first episode of a Netflix series called The Characters. And it's like some like improv peeps doing variety of characters.
My friend just mentioned this
show. So I watched that first episode, so I'll review that.
Hey, John?
Yeah?
Brian here.
Oh, hi, Brian.
I was wondering if you could give us a 3-word review of the first episode of the Netflix show The Characters, followed by a improvised cat meow.
Ooh, put me on the spot here.
Well.
All of our other meows have all been pre-written.
That's right.
Oh, no.
I'm throwing you a curveball.
Oh, gosh. Yes.
Putting you under the spotlight.
Variety. Potential. Crawl.
And now your unscripted, totally improvised, never before has happened cat meow.
Meow and me-ow.
Very good.
For those who couldn't see, that was a little zip-zap. That
was a little zip-zap
with meows.
Little improv exercise. Little yes and.
And meow, meow, meow.
And meow, meow, meow. So interesting.
Words. Variety.
Yes.
So here's what I did not expect. I'd seen the teasers, and you see these different comedic actors who I have known from other projects, like Lauren Lapkus and yep. people like that, who yep. do UCB and stuff like that. They, you know, playing a variety of characters. The show is called The Characters.
Right.
What I did not realize until watching it is that each episode is just one of those people. So the first episode is just Lauren Lapkus doing like five or six characters, and the stories kind of interweave. So the cast is only in one episode each, based on how that continues. I looked at a little episode breakdown. I was like, and each episode is the name of the real life actor. So episode one is just called Lauren Lapkus, and these are her characters, and that's it. So which kind of leads into potential, because I feel like this could open up to more cast members or other things to happen. It also seems like a pretty good way to just showcase each person
yeah.
doing this, because it's only them. And I mean, obviously the supporting cast, but I thought they were all going to be interacting with each other. And then I said Kroll, because it kind of reminded me of Kroll Show, because that's kind of his, what he was doing with that was yeah. just playing a bunch of different characters, and they would kind of interweave and interact with each other throughout the episode and throughout the season. And so that's kind of what this was, and it was pretty funny. There are a few moments I laughed out loud at, and so potential. So we'll, you know, we'll see how each episode goes, because there's going to be a different actor doing
oh, yeah,
the
right.
characters in each one. So I guess Lauren Lapkus won't be in any other episodes. So yeah, so we shall. I feel like it's a good show to watch when you don't really have much else going on, because it's not like, you know, there's not like a seasonal arc. You don't need to like
right.
know what happened before. It's
pretty self-contained.
Every standalone episode.
I would like to check that out.
I will also check it out.
Oh, very
once
good.
Once I re-sign up for Netflix.
Well, Leo.
Yes?
Could you give us a three-word review of whatever is rattling around in that brain, followed by...
Who knows, you know?
a mysterious... cartoonish meow.
Perfect. I was originally thinking I was going to three-word review YouTube.
YouTube?
YouTube?
Yes. But now I'm going to kind of get a little bit more in-depth to what I've been watching this last week in probably 2 weeks.
Well, here's hoping that a YouTube preview review comes at some point.
Oh, yeah, for yeah. sure. I haven't seen enough of it yet to really...
no, yeah, who has, though?
Yeah.
It's brand new.
So I'm going to three-word review... a YouTube channel called What Culture Wrestling.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Sad, nostalgic, competitive. And to be honest, I've already forgotten what that was the meow was going to do, but I'll just go ahead and try one here.
Mysterious cartoonish.
Yeah. I had to fit a baby in there.
Always.
Okay, so What Culture Wrestling is a YouTube channel that is, I think they're like, there's like one American dude, like one English guy, but I think it's basically based out of England. And it's, they kind of more focus on like top 10 lists, top 10 this, top 10 that, you know, top 10 wrestlers that, you know, had unfortunate ends of their career, or top 10 wrestlers that died tragically and stuff like that. And it's just
Owen Hart.
Yeah. So he was definitely one of them. And it's just one of those things that then brought me down a hole of like, shit. Like, all of these people that, like, when I was a kid, I was hard into wrestling.
Yeah.
You know, WCW, you know, NWO, WWF, even before that, for, like, Hulk Hogan, Macho Man, Randy Savage. And just seeing, like, and hearing all these, like, backstage stories that they, like, can, like, get the scoops on. Because it's kind of, like, almost like a journalist channel, too. Like, they get not just, like, face value. They go underneath and get, like, backstage stories as well.
That sounds pretty cool, actually.
It is. But it's, like, what's so sad is just hearing the demise of, like, you know, I watched the top 10 who died tragically. It's like British Bulldog didn't really need to die. He had a heart attack because he got hurt in the ring because some promoter put a metal floor in the center of the ring and told nobody.
Oh, really?
And he got like backdropped on it. Whoa. And then he, you know, his back was hurt forever, so he was on pain pills that led him down a path of early heart attack.
Oh, wow.
Owen Hart didn't need to die. Didn't need to come in the ring like that. Like, just
Chris Benoit.
Like,
talk about Chris Benoit.
Chris Benoit.
Yeah, that was insane.
Yeah. So, but apparently, you know, in that wall culture wrestling, they had a whole thing on Chris Benoit, and like his dad's like, that's not my son.
He's
like,
oh, really?
He's like, my son, if I could change it, I would tell him no, he could not wrestle, because he's now like fighting the WWF still, because he's like, you killed my son, like getting him out there. Right. And I was telling Josh, there is a steroid that you could take. They have the Mick McMahon saying, yeah, you know, steroids are not used in the WWF, but it was found out that this doctor was giving Chris Benoit, which should have been, I think, like 10 months of steroids. He was giving him every 3 weeks.
Damn.
So Yeah, holy so there's shit. Just like the abuse like that, and just right. how like it's almost you kind of have to do it because only like the big rock John Cena fake type dudes are the right. ones getting all the money. So the little guy is trying to fight to earn as well. But so it's like really sad, but it's also pretty crazy just to see some of these backstories, how like Hogan would throw a fit if he, you know, didn't win a match and stuff like that, like a real backstage like fight if he didn't win a match.
And,
it's just
and
like
now he's got like $130 million.
Right? And he's totally extra. Racist. And he's totally racist. But it's like,
and he's a fucking racist.
So it's just, I don't know. It's just, it's a great, it was like a weird hole I fell down for a while because I was like, man, when I was a kid, I looked up to these guys and thought, they're invincible. Nothing, like nothing's wrong with them. Like, oh, yeah. They're the best. And then like you grow up and you, I watch these things and I'm like, damn, they were
every sports figure.
Flawed. Yeah.
You look up to all these people and they're really just normal people who yeah, are like, rich dickheads.
They're insanely flawed. But and then some of them are super great, but it's like, it's tragic, I guess. As, you know, when I said sad, yeah. It's just, you know, it really is.
Never meet your heroes.
I look up to trees because they're so tall.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Unless I'm your hero. You can meet me.
Eh, yeah. Pass.
Fair. Fair.
Fair and balanced. So yeah, shout out to What Culture Wrestling. Give it a listen if you're in a weird nostalgic mood like I was for like when I was 10 and just could not stop, you know.
Masturbating.
Masturbating.
Ready.
I didn't masturbate until I was, I think, 16. Probably the first time.
16, really?
16 at like Christmas, so almost 17.
Well, it's the most appropriate time to masturbate.
Yeah.
Wrestling was on.
I remember the first time I came was, sorry, Mom, if you're listening, yeah. What she said she might start.
Great.
This is the first episode.
Perfect. Yeah. It was Christmas. I remember the decorations were all on the trees and like everyone else had gone to bed. And I was like, I'll stay up for a little bit and probably watch wrestling
right.
at that point or Power Rangers or something because I was still a fucking nerd at 16.
And 32.
And 32. Yeah.
Hands up, won't stop.
But I remember just, you know, just.
Wait, do you still watch Power Rangers?
No.
Doubt it, bro.
Doubt it, bro. But I remember just like playing with myself and I was just like, I had just finished an episode of Smallville.
Sure.
Like, this is a true story.
That chick on Smallville.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Is so hot.
I think that might be my first blast. And I was just playing with myself after watching an episode of Smallville, and I think I hit pause, and I was like, okay, this is different.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait a second. Normally, nothing is happening at this point. I'm just kind of giving it a gusto here.
I can't believe that it was 16.
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
Yeah. I'm a late bloomer, baby.
I heard, like, the later you bloom, the better. That's why I still haven't done it.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm just waiting to bloom.
Yep.
Congrats, man.
Have you seen this man's balls?
Yeah, I have, actually.
You can barely
sit
down.
I've seen them. If I can just request that I'm there for the first blow, that'd be great.
I would. Maybe
we'll play Who's in My Mouth.
Yeah. I know I'm currently not on Facebook anymore, and right. It kind of has like hindered a lot of things in my life by like breaking Tinder. I can't use that right now.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Not that I want to. Hey, everybody Tinder, out there. Man. Yeah. I think we should make a Facebook invite. For like, hey, come to Josh's first blow.
Come to Josh's first blow.
He's 31.
It's going to be huge.
He's getting ready. Yeah, it's going to be scary.
Yeah. Bring, like when you go to a game show where if you sit in the first few rows, you might get wet. Like
poncho.
Yep. Bring a poncho.
Location, Silver Lake Reservoir.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, we're going to fix the drought.
Yeah.
Drought it, bro.
Yeah, so, okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, that is podcast 24. I know.
24.
Nice.
We will not stop podcasting.
I thought we were about to sign off, but nope, this is the beginning of our never-ending podcast.
What if we did a live streaming 24/7 podcast?
I'd probably leave at like 2 hours in, but like, see you guys. Yeah, you guys keep going.
I got some other shit to do in my life.
I gotta go.
How would we ever get it onto iTunes? Because it never stopped.
It would have to be, we'd have to put it else. We'd have to put it up somewhere else somehow.
Yeah. We'll go back to the ones that made us, Ustream.
You know what we should do? Remember when weren't there like videos of like, there'd be a house? Yeah, like Big Brother, like there'd be a house and there'd be just like cameras in every room.
Yeah.
And everybody's just like living their life, but the cameras are there. Maybe we should do that. Like a reality podcast, yeah. And we're just living our life. We're taking showers. We're taking shits.
Then when's the podcast?
That's like all we're doing.
Yeah.
Just any conversation we happen to have is a podcast.
Yeah, the whole thing's a podcast.
No, it's not, because what if we're alone?
We're all mic'd, no matter where we are.
Yeah, we're constantly mic'd.
What we're doing.
Oh, and constantly hearing each other?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, guys. I love you all to death, but I need my alone time.
Nah, you got to hear me.
Can't do it on
raging
our show.
I'm playing a video game.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be super annoying. All right, guys. Well, for Probably Sounds Awful, podcast 24, I am one of your hosts, Josh Patton. You can find me on Twitch. It's twitch.tv/primordialbooze.
Wow.
Whoa. And you can find me on Twitter at Patton_Josh.
That's correct. And I'm one of your other hosts, Brian Colbert Kennedy.
God damn it.
And you can find me on Twitter at _BPCK. Check out my website, imbck.com. And just follow me wherever, like in person, if you see me on the street. I just, you know, never leave my backside.
Very well said, Brian. I'm your third host, Leo Albert Kovalik Jr. You can find me on my website, LeoAlbertKovalikJr.com. Number one place to find me. You can also find me on Facebook. No, can't find me on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter at Kovalik_317.
Kovalik317.
No underscore, just Kovalik317 on
Twitter. Try the underscore and then go. Let's, you know, just go with it.
Yeah, just put an underscore between every letter.
Yeah.
And also on Twitch at twitch.com/Kovalik317.
You would have no room left for any tweet because if there was Kovalik K underscore O underscore. You have, oh, cool. You have one character. What do you want to say?
Yeah, well, it's poop just emojis. Like, just, hey, or yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's just a bunch of emojis.
Yeah. Great job, Leo. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course.
Your website, by the way, I check it all the time. My name is Josh Patton.
Oh, great. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you might notice.
As a follow-up, my name is Josh Patton. Yeah.
Your website is the same thing. It's Josh G. Patton, but yeah. same page.
Yeah.
And it'll probably be updated soon because, well, Brian needs to update it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When Leo left Facebook for his birthday wish was for us to fake his death for him.
That
so
is
he
true.
Could leave Facebook in a glorious death.
Yeah. And we did it.
Brian's status about it was even less believable than mine, but you actually got someone to text you a condolence because...
Do I know this person?
Yes, you do.
You.
Jason Bernstein. co-owner of Golden State, Bledsoe's, Prime, all that shit.
Oh, wow.
So he... I'll read the text.
So one of Leo's former bosses.
Yeah.
Oh,
thinks Leo's dead.
The next day... emails me.
Oh,
While you're looking for that text, I'm gonna try to bring up Brian's Facebook post. The thing that this guy saw and thought was real.
I want to
but
know.
But now it's gone.
Oh, you deleted it. That's right.
Yeah. It's something about Blimp. Yeah. I want to know your tweet after that, or if you just didn't respond.
So wait, that was Wednesday.
Because I want
birthday,
to
right?
keep
no,
thinking
no,
that
it was Thursday.
I want him to keep thinking I'm dead, so that if I ever see him again, he'll be like, "Oh my god, what?"
My Facebook post was like, we just wanted to have a good time. We wanted to go all out.
Yeah.
But then we lost our deposit on the blimp and our best friend or something.
Mentioned the deposit first.
Right.
You're more upset.
Like, it's so
more
dumb.
Upset the fact that we're not getting a deposit back.
Which is why I did it, because I was like a little apprehensive about doing it in the first place because I didn't want just, you know, this type of shit to happen.
It's
so I tried
hilarious.
To make a joke out of it. So it was clearly a joke.
Hilarious.
So next morning at 9:01, I'm really sorry to hear of Leo's passing. But then he's nice. I offer condolences to you. He is an amazing guy with a beautiful spirit.
Nice.
And then I was, of course, I was like, holy shit. The first thing I did was go delete it on Facebook because I was like, I do not want any more of this shit.
I do.
And so then I said, you know, good morning. It was just a joke. Sorry to, like, you know, whatever. And then he said, ha, St. Patrick's Day. Magical.
Nice.
All right.
Nice.
That's good.
And mine was,
well,
I mean,
I like
still
him
not like that genuine, but I guess slightly more believable than
right.
yours.
I think slightly more believable.
Slightly. But I bet no one believed it. All the comments were like, wah, wah. Like,
oh, yeah. Everybody made a joke out of it.
Yeah.
Good. I wish I really...
Jason's just a good guy.
I partially wish I really did die that day then. Because everyone's like, wah, wah, shut up. It's like, no.
It would be great if on the day you die and all your friends are like giving you praise on Facebook and everybody's like, yeah, right, idiot.
Idiot,
like,
totally you're a dummy. A
oh, Brian died?
Doubt it.
Doubt it, bro.
All right. Well, yeah. We did lose a deposit on the blimp, though. That's the only true part of that.
That is true. And it was a big deposit. So
I am still alive and kicking.
Actually, if you guys wouldn't mind Venmoing us just a few dollars each, and we'll be able to cover that lost deposit.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much. All right, guys. Well, for the Probably Sounds Awful podcast, episode 24, check us out at www.normallynormal.com. Check us out on Twitter. Send us a tweet. Remember, don't forget, we didn't get any save it for the podcast this week, but we tweet us if you can. Again, big thanks to Manuel, my man, who was listening to us.
Manuel, my man.
Yeah. Twitter at normally_norm. Also, email us so Josh can get a notification. I can believe him that he checks
it.
Right. At normallynormalcrew@gmail.com. But yeah, guys, bye.
Bye.
Adios.
Doubted.